Letters to Daniel, Volume 6, Letter 506, Back in the Graveyard Again. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2016, in the ninth month, on the fifth day of the ninth month.
Dear Jesus, Sunday, the 4th of September 2016, 6 a.m. The medical leave of absence which I began on the 27th of June is scheduled to end on Thursday, the 15th of September, with a planned return to work date on Friday, the 16th of September. This last Friday the Lord led me to start the chronological shift change back to the graveyard work schedule. Sometime on Friday I took a nap, and just at the end of the nap had a dream. There was not enough detail to fully document the dream, but in the day that followed I got really sick, and upon inquiring of Angel Gabriel was informed as to why. Right before I woke up I dreamed that I was in conflict with some adversaries. But they were very distant, and all I could make out were some shadowy figures. They were speaking, but because of the distance, I could not make out what they were saying. I knew by how I felt that I had withstood some evil spirits in the dream. I found out later what kind, and what they were up to. Earlier that day I had gone to an eye doctor appointment at 3 p.m. At this point my memory of the sequence of events is a little blurry. I know I took a nap, but I don't remember if I took the nap before or after I went to see the eye doctor. I know I went to the grocery store and then to Starbucks Friday evening, but I don't remember if this was before or after the nap. It was while I was grocery shopping in the store that I knew I was going to get sick all the way. But I also really wanted to get to Starbucks so I could update the LTD website, and with some encouragement from the Holy Spirit I was able to accomplish that task. After we got home, I had to stay close to the bathroom for most of the rest of the night. As the night wore on I progressively got more and more sick. I was also weak and lethargic, and I remembered through the night that this is how I felt in the past after tangling with Uday and QC directly. Gabriel confirmed this as well. While I was recovering from being sick in my gut, Gabriel explained that during the dream I had interceded for Donald Trump against Uday and QC who were seeking a way to kill him. But because we had been moved to a place of intercession for Mr. Trump, Uday and QC ran into us instead. This was a formidable assault, and even as I write this letter I am still recovering from their attempt on Mr. Trump's life. The benefit of this contact with the enemy was that it led me to update the myth form to close any remaining loopholes. It was early this last spring that we performed a myth for Mr. Trump. But since hell is so bureaucratic and legalistic, if they can find a way around barrier, they will. So it was that there was a soft spot in the MIP control form prior to this that allowed for just such a thing. This update now makes the MIP forms complete, and without any holes. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.